It's Susie from Merp, and I'm here with Thomas from Wolfart. How are you?
I am good.
I kind of told you before the interview that I'm a huge fan. Your last album was my number one pick for last year.
Okay.
For 2017.
Cool.
And I think I've listened to it maybe every day since it came out.
That's quite much.
Yeah, it is a lot, but I love it so much. And the thing that fascinated me about it is the thing about Wolfart that is so, like, soul-touching and so beautiful. So I wanted to say thank you, first of all, for making that. The new album I'm not listened to, but not quite as familiar with it. So the last album, I want to know how you pronounce it.
The previous one?
Yes.
Duhues.
Say it again?
Duhues.
Okay, so we just say it with the letters.
Yeah.
That's the best
yeah.
we can do. And I'm wondering if you know what it is within you that puts out that kind of music.
Really hard for me to pinpoint thing. I've been getting quite much of those, that kind of feedback since the start of Wolfhard. I didn't get that feedback with my previous bands. So I think something changed when I buried all the previous bands and started writing for Wolfhard. I really, really strongly write music for myself. So I think that is the connection, because I don't, while writing music is not a commercial product at all. And I don't, in a good and bad, I don't think what would be the wisest way of going when it comes to composing. Good example is the first track on the new album, which is almost 11 minutes. I was asked from the label, if possible, could I provide a song that is max 5 minutes and the first chorus in 1 minute, so it would be really catchy and easy for the playlist to pick up. And it didn't really happen. Now it's 11 minutes, the first chorus in 6 minutes. But I think that is one of the reasons that I don't think at all what I should do. I only think what I want to do at the moment.
With that, like labels and critics and things like that, does it affect you at all?
No. I have the contract that we have with Napalm allows me the freedom with the artistic choices, so they don't get to, you know, tell me what to do in the studio. And the critics and the media steps in after the album is done. Of course, I do read the reviews. If like 9 out of 10 reviews would say the same, like one negative point out of the album, I would need to take that in consideration, that maybe that is a thing that shouldn't be there. But it doesn't affect on the album writing, of course, because they come along when I'm already done with my work.
And especially if you write for yourself, then it sort of doesn't matter. Maybe
yeah.
you look at it next time.
Yeah.
You write in order, I read. So you write from the first song, then you write the second song and the third song. If you were to get partway through, like to the fifth song, say, and it just wasn't working, would you scrap it completely, or would you just keep reworking it until it was right?
I wouldn't. It's like a kicking a dead horse kind of situation. If it doesn't work out, then rather write something new than try to build something that works out of something that is kind of broken. So the last song of the new album, Valkyrie, was I wrote the song in the studio. It was already, we were writing the... let's go somewhere else. Okay. Now the noise is beginning quite early, so...
Yeah. All right. I've read pretty much every interview or watched every interview that I could, because I'm such a fan, that you start with melody.
Yeah.
And then write the album. But I was confused because it also said that you start with a concept. So which is first, the melody or the concept?
The concept comes with the melody. I have this... I visualize music quite strongly. I get this like a... The easiest to explain is like I get this like movie poster kind of like still image of a certain scenery with the melody, and then I start to work with the music as a soundtrack for that image that I have. That is the reason why I also love doing music videos, because in my opinion, the visual side is a big connection with the music. Then again, nowadays it's not that easy to make the videos because nobody's paying the budgets like they used to be. There's no TV shows, but still.
As far as getting new music out, though, with videos, do you think it's more important for touring, for new albums, or videos? Do you think one outweighs the other as far as getting new fans?
I think you need to work in all those three equally. Because a lot of people, they don't go to concerts, or we are not going to be able to go to places where those people are. So you need the exposure also online. Then again, you need a good promotion plan and label to actually... Otherwise, nobody will see you. There's a lot of, I know a lot of awesome videos that they have like 5,000 views because nobody never found the bands or the videos. So it's, but it is equally important, all of those.
I'm always so surprised when bands like you and like Dark Tranquility and other bands that I'm such a fan of, that they have to work day jobs. It seems so unfair to me, you know. So hopefully that changes someday. when you are writing an album, when it is done, I'm not a musician, so I've never really understood this. When a song is done or when an album's done, is it just a feeling where you're like, that's it, it's done, and it's a feeling?
Yeah, it's, to me, it's like there's three separate stages. First is when I write the songs. That is like the creative part. Then the actual recording is just technical. You just need to produce the song in a way that it sounds as it should be. And that's just work. And that then it's really easy just to, you know, close the book and say, now it's done. It's just like the working day is over. It's 4 o'clock. Now we go home. And then we have the product, and then the whole promo thing starts. Usually bands wouldn't be that much involved, but I'm really hands-on with all the graphics on the t-shirts and the covers and the videos and everything. So then another creative process starts when the album is done. So the actual recordings that usually people think is the creative part, where the musicians actually do their, you know, the art in a way. That is the only like actual work area for me. The third stage, the promotion, when I start to do the videos and stuff, is like then I get to do the visual side of the music. So,
and you still produce as well?
Yeah.
So you do a lot. You and composing all parts.
Yeah.
So with Wolfheart, what is it out of Wolfheart that you get that you didn't get at your other projects?
Less interference. Better labels, better lineup in the band, really good management, good booking agency. So I don't need to... I can focus on the production and the composition. I don't need to do the... I used to do gig booking for my bands and everything. Like, I can just focus on what I want to do, not things I have to do on top of the music. So
it sounds like the things that you want to do are all the artistic things.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Business, yes, you have to a little bit, but not...
Only like my drummer, we basically run the company behind the band together, and he does all the financials. I produce all the material, so it's a good split. I hate the Excel files and money. And
you use the same producers and people who record and things like that pretty consistently.
Yeah.
And you did on this album,
yeah,
as well. Does Wolfheart provide you with an outlet to get everything you want to get out of yourself musically,
almost,
out of your soul?
Almost.
Do you have ever a thought to do something softer, like love songs or something like that? Is that within you?
Define the music style for the love song. Love song can be in every music style. It's just the topic of the lyrics, I think. But I've been writing the solo material for a few years now. It's going to be a lot, kind of like softer than Wolfheart. It's going to be slower, heavier also, depending on the point of the view. But more like Doom style. So it's not going to be no blast beats and stuff like that. But I'm probably going to record it at some point next year when it's...
So something more in lines with like Suen or Leprous or something more like funeral doomy metal?
Really, really difficult. Like, I always trying to come up with something that is not there precisely. So I wouldn't be able to pinpoint any bands to give you the picture. And most of the ideas I have in my head, so I wouldn't be able to play anything to anybody, explain it well. But it's next year. You will hear it.
Very excited about that. There's something I wish I was a musician so I could understand it better. But there's something about Wolfheart. It's either, and it's probably a combination. It's probably what comes out of your soul, which is what does it. But like beats per minute, or a certain tone, or a certain something. But it's the melody is so beautiful and like soul touching. But yet the beat is not super fast like death metal. It's almost like not like classical, but almost like a breath.
Yeah.
Wolfheart to me is like an exhale. I don't know why. I'm just seriously so in love with it. It's something that makes me so happy. Is there some formula or something that you use where you...
I can explain a few things about the production. There is a few things I do on purpose, and what I really like, I put a lot of focus into, that I, in my opinion, differs us from other bands. Especially the style of production and the recordings from the modern age, because a lot of people are... It's easy to... It fix a lot of stuff in the studio. It's really easy to re-amp. You just record the clean signal and you can just add the amp later on whenever you want. And all those things that makes you work easier, you can actually record the whole album in your living room with a laptop. Everything that makes you work easier actually makes the connection with the music, and the whole organic feeling of the music is going to be lost even more. And with the new album, we did have a really good studio, but
And we had all the facilities and the technical, you know, devices to be as modern as possible. But in this album, all the tracks are used, like, played with the real amps and cabinets, which is not that common anymore. We didn't do any correction. We didn't, like, even the guitar effects were played. We didn't put any digital effects in the mixing. Everything was already in the tape, so it's, I don't know. It might be in my head. A little bit in your head, I think, also. But it to me, that you are playing with the sound that is going to be on the album, you need to react with the sound. That's, every musician understands that. You play differently with different amps and sounds. You need to react with the picking and the dynamics so you can control the sound and not that the sound controls your playing. And in my philosophy as a guitar player, the amplifier should be only there to amplify the sound, not to be the sound. The sound has to come from your hands, the way you play the guitar, how you choose to play, how you control the dynamics, and then the amp just amps the sound. A lot of people are like, I'm really old school, and then I think that organic approach really makes our songs sound a little bit more alive, hopefully, than the others, because everything is based on, with the drums, the bass, the guitars, everything is based on the same approach with the dynamics and organic way.
I think that is exactly right. That makes total sense, because when you're a band and you record a little tiny track and then you loop it and loop it and loop it and loop it and kind of learn it later, I think it does make for a disconnect. And I think that was a perfect answer. This is your first time with Wolfheart in the United States. Is it also your first time?
No, I've been in Miami 2 times, but only short vacation, so.
Any surprises? Anything? Is it what you expected?
Pretty much. A lot of my friends in bands have been touring in US. Actually, my sound engineer, who has recorded and mixed all the albums, is a session guitar player for us. And he's been touring in US with Follow the Sun many times. So I've heard so many stories, so there wasn't really a surprise. Maybe the biggest surprise is that everything has been going so well.
That's great. That's
because
great
in every
surprise.
Tour, something gets fucked up. That's just, you know, it just happens. You work with a lot of promoters, venues, schedules. Everything can get broken or get fucked up at some point. So yeah. Nothing has happened so far. So
that's good. That's really good. Your 2 US tour ends in New York, and then you head to Germany and do some European dates, ending in Finland.
Yeah.
When you play in Finland, in your home country, is it much different?
No. There's a difference. There's a difference that I wouldn't be able to say in a Finnish interview, but there's nothing special about playing in Finland. In a way, of course, it's always special to play for the fans, but if you have played in Finland for 20 years in the metal bands, you want to get out from there.
Understood. So 2 videos released off this new album, and I read that it was potentially or could be a trilogy.
Yeah.
But that because of touring and maybe because of the expectation that third one may not happen?
Yeah, there is. We are still replanning the whole thing. It was supposed to be a trilogy, but we didn't have this source on the table. And there's going to be another tour starting from January, so we don't get to spend in Finland that many days. I would need to be in Finland quite many days to be able to build the locations and do the actual video.
So you just referenced that there might be another tour in early January. Can you say if it'll be US yet?
Probably.
Awesome. I noticed there's no Wikipedia page for Wolfheart. Is that because Moonspell's song Wolfheart has that name?
I don't know. Maybe. I never really looked into the whole Wikipedia thing. I didn't take the name from Moonspell. I know for a fact that Fernando wasn't really happy for me to take that, but there's no connection with those, even though I'm really familiar with the older albums of Moonspell, but it's just a coincidence. He doesn't think so, maybe. I don't know. I've known him for a long, long time, but I know that he didn't know that it was my band in the beginning. We had a common gig in Switzerland, and then he was like, "Oh, it's you guys. You took the name." Like, so.
I think it's the perfect name for the music. Yeah,
exactly. It fits for the music, so.
So, like your last album was for me, how it affected me. Is there an album or a band that affects you that way? It's so touching to your soul.
No.
What about your own music?
That really heavily, yes. That is, at time to time, they even come songs like the accidental hit song of the previous album, Flood, that the video, it wasn't supposed to be a single, there wasn't even supposed to be a video of that song, and it just happened, and now it got 1.5 million views or something. So it kind of like spread really fast, but that's a song I will never play live. Never, ever. I won't even consider. Because of the personal, that goes beyond the whole entertaining thing that you have going on the stage. I never feel like I'm entertaining, but that song doesn't belong in that environment. I wouldn't want to tell those lines to anybody while I'm on the stage and people are in the audience. That
something more intimate.
Yeah. And that song, I at some point I did listen to that song like twice a day. I listened to it like 1,000 times already. So that's why I write my music. There's a reason why I do albums. I need to process some things, and I need to get to hear some things I have inside my head said aloud.
I've always said, and it seems like obvious, but music is the audible form of emotion.
Yeah.
It can be anger, it can be love, it can be anything. So with Wolfheart, of course, I interpret it as love and beauty and things like that. Do you feel like playing guitar and your composition, do you think you can communicate every emotion?
No. I could, but it wouldn't come naturally. So I would be able, but I wouldn't want to. And another thing, well, anger and frustration, all those like really negative and pointless emotions, I wouldn't want to express with anything, not even with the guitar, because those are kind of like useful, just energy draining. All the kind of like, I wouldn't say like loneliness or sorrow would be positive, but you can turn those into different kind of energy. But completely negative stuff, you just need to let them go.
That's a fantastic answer. I surround myself with positive people as well.
Yeah.
And I've learned recently that every single thing you go through is a lesson, and the entire purpose of life is love.
Yeah, no, that is, yeah.
And that's where I'm at in life. So your original vision for Wolfheart, did you say it is today what you thought it would be when you started?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I was planning it for 2 years already when I had the idea to bury the rest of my bands. So it made seem for a lot of people that it just started where the other one stopped, but I was building the whole thing underneath. And I first Wolfheart song is actually already in the Last Before the Dawn album. At that time, I already knew when I wrote the song called Throne of Ice that this is the style I want to continue with Wolfheart. So that album was just a passage. While writing that Last Before the Dawn album, I already knew that this is going to be the last. I just needed to do that. There was some, you know, obligations to labels and stuff like that, and I also wanted to end that band with that particular album, but already that was a passage for me to Wolfheart. So
is there anything else you would like to talk about?
There's one thing that I now remember that I didn't answer fully when they started making noise. What was the question? I know that what I was about to say, but it was about the order of writing, and skip song if I don't feel like it fits.
Yeah, it was. I read that you write the album in order, starting with a melody and progressing through the album. If you're midway through, like halfway through writing the album, and a song just doesn't work, do you rework it until it does work, or do you scrap it?
Scrap it, yeah. And on the new album, the last song, Valkyrie, was written in the studio. It was the last drumming day of Jonas when I showed him the song. He doesn't really like that. He likes to prepare in time, rehearse his parts, adds his own things there, but at that point, when I already started to hear the album as a whole, we did the pre-production and everything, and then I started to hear that, okay, the ending song needs to be different. It just doesn't close the circle of the album the way I would want it to be, so then I wrote a completely new song. It's always building it like the whole package, not individual songs, which is kind of like shitty thing nowadays, because you have iTunes and stuff, you have a Spotify playlist, so people will learn your music with the individual tracks more than the actual whole album. So to me, it's not the ideal situation when I like neither of the songs on the album represent the whole album. It needs to, there's a beginning and there's the end and there's the middle and there's a whole way of drama in the album, but that's just how it goes. So
I read that you were going to play about 17-20 minutes of the new album on this tour.
Yeah.
Are they consecutive? Is it like the middle part of the album, or does it move around?
It moves around.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Have a great show.
Thank you.